We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, if you missed Steve's interview earlier in the week with Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, we will air that again at 46 minutes after the hour. You don't want to miss it. Vice President Biden laid out his plan. People are asking about his plan. He laid out his plan. You'll hear it at 46 minutes after the hour with Steve Harvey. But right now, it is time for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. Right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Here we go. If he won't shave, I won't either, is the subject. Dear Stephen Shirley, that is crazy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 41-year-old married woman, and my husband and I are at odds. Since the pandemic began, he has been growing his hair out, and I'm not a fan of it at all. He hasn't shaved in weeks, and he hasn't had a haircut in almost 6 months. He looks like a darn grizzly bear, and it's disgusting. He says he's waiting to see how big his fro can get because he's never grown it out before. So far, I don't like it, and it's a big turnoff. I've never been a fan of excessive body hair, and he knows this. I expected him to stay neat, clean, and trim since I'm the one that's sleeping with him. He hasn't trimmed his hair, he has not shaved his beard, and a few other places on his body need to be maintained. I've had enough. So I devised a plan to seek revenge. For my plan to work, I had to withhold sex from him for close to a month. I told him that I wasn't in the mood every time he tried to touch me. 3 nights ago, it was time to execute my plan. We were getting ready to be intimate, and he got all excited while he was removing my clothes. Then, surprise! He suddenly realized that I had not shaved either. He's not used to seeing me like that. I have always been neatly groomed everywhere just for him. I smiled at him and asked him how he feels when the shoe is on the other foot. He did not think that was funny at all. Now he's very upset with me and said that I can't do what he does. I told him to shave his back, his face, and that other place, or he'll never make love to me again. He says I'm being selfish for not supporting his new look. Why do I have to shave if he's not willing to? Am I wrong for how I feel? Are you wrong? Are you wrong? Is that the question? I got to tell you something right now. You are my shero. You're my shero. A whole lot of women are standing up and cheering for you right now. Trust me on this. They are standing up and cheering for you. And I hope you can feel us. I really do. I mean, come on. It's okay for a while. You know, we've been in this pandemic. It's okay. The beards, the unkempt facial and body hair. But come on now. Enough is enough. And we're sick of it. We are tired of the caveman look. Game of Thrones is over. That's not on TV anymore. And sorry, but, you know, there's no double standard here. The nerve of him, how dare he try to play that card by saying, you can't do what I do. The double standard does not apply here because, yes, we can. And your wife proved that to you. We can grow our hair all over too, and you don't like it, right? You showed him that. But women are expected to, we really are. We're expected to shave our legs, shave our underarms, you know, shave everywhere so we don't look like, you know, cave women and grizzly bears, as you call it. So no, we both need to shave, okay? So I say, look, let's get back to shaving and grooming ourselves around here and stop thinking that we can let ourselves go, because sadly, there is nowhere to go in this pandemic. We're still at home. We still have, you know, our significant others, our husbands, our wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, to look nice around. Don't just let yourself go. He knows how you feel. You told him. It's nothing new. And now it's a turnoff, which is affecting the intimacy in your marriage. That's very important. And I don't think shaving or not shaving is worth that. This is an easy fix. Easy fix. So I hope he gets whatever he uses. Magic shave, razors, clippers, whatever it is. And, you know, starts to cut that mess down. It's an easy fix. Steve?
I'm going to need
what's the voice?
Motown music for this repertoire rhetorical response.
All right, man.
I'll be asking my deacon.
Yes, sir.
My beloved Def Jam.
Yeah.
And my older brother.
Uh-uh.
Reverend Adenoid, to gather yourselves to help with the situation.
All right.
All I need from the Minister of Music is how much time we have. I've been told that we're down to under 60 seconds. Uh-huh. 60 seconds won't do what I need to get done.
That's right.
In an appetitious way. Ooh. So I'm going to prepare you all to come back after this commercial.
That's right.
Renderation. To hear about how we handle situation.
That's right, the situation is.
We will be using songs, verses, and famous quotes to get to the ending of a scary situation.
Ooh, it's scary.
All right.
Please come back and join us at the Jackpot Joint of Jerusalem. Church, say amen.
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 Amen. All right.
Amen.
We'll have part two of Reverend Motown's response coming up in 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, if he won't shave, I won't either. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, All right, Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam, Reverend Adenoid, Deacon Jr.
We don't need you, sister.
That's not
taking
nice.
Up time. You are blocking.
That's not blocking. Nice.
Situation. We're not concerned with being nice. Your letter wasn't nice.
Pastor, though.
For him or her. I first of all want to say that I hate the strawberry letter today. It makes no damn sense that we have to address the cleanliness of the body. Bible says cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yeah.
And both these peoples is going to hell.
Going to hell. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I want to quote another reverend. Jackson. Jesse, to be exact.
Jesse Jackson.
He once said, stay out the bushes.
That's what he said. That's what he said. What he said.
Now, everybody in this letter is just a big old bush. We remember a song by Brother Womack. Harry Hippie. Come on. Yeah. I know I'm preaching now.
I know, Pastor. I know. I think if Indy Irie was here, she would say, I am not my hair.
That's exactly the one. Come on, Tom.
Yes. Yes. In the words of Minister Luther Vandross, I'm going to call that.
Yes,
Minister Luther Vandross, when he said, this is just me now. This is just me. Never too much, never too much, never too much. You know what? You like what you like. Never too much. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Deacon, Junior Deacon.
Yes, sir.
Do you have one? I know.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Go ahead.
It was Brother Teddy Pendergrass.
You don't normally go there.
He said, I think you better let it go.
Yeah.
Woo! Everybody in this letter need to let it
come
go.
Come on. In the words of Sister Reverend Gladys Knight. I think she put it in a way, if I was your woman and you was my man. Come on. Now, if we're both laying up here looking the same, I beg you to answer that question. Oh, I'm preaching now. Come on, Def.
You know what, Pastor? I'm just going to give you a phrase when they both seen each other. It's basically they was having a bad hair day. That's what that was, Pastor.
Yes,
a bad
sir.
Hair
yes, sir.
Day.
Bad no. Come on.
Yes. I'm going to go into the Book of Brown. The Book of Brown.
Yes.
Where I'm going when he said, verse 34, chapter 17, 81, where he said, get up off of that thing and dance till you feel better.
Come on now.
That's what he said.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said.
Come on, Junior.
I believe there was a choir call the Ohio Player said one time. Skin tight.
Yes, sir.
What we need.
Come on now.
We can get it out of here.
Oh, you preaching, youngster.
Yeah, go ahead.
To the Book of Cool.
Uh-huh.
A Cool in the Gang, to be exact.
Yeah.
One of my favorite hits, Jungle Boogie. Come
you
on
preaching
now.
You preaching now, Pastor. I know you preaching.
Yes, go right here.
Trying
right
to here. Bear with it.
Do you need help?
Yeah. That's what happened when you don't know.
Come on, Adnoid, help him.
I think I'm going to go to the average white band.
Come on.
The band that was averagely white when they said, cut the cake, cut the cake. That's what they said. They said, cut the cake.
I love this one here. Come on, Junior.
I'll tell you right now, there was a group, one of my favorites. Brothers called Jodeci. These young brothers.
I knew that would come.
If you look and you see all that down there, they had a song called You Need to Get On Up. Yeah, get on up. Damn. Say it again, Jodeci. Get on up.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Pips.
Yes.
Pastor Pip Neal.
Pastor
one
Pip
of my
Neal,
favorite right. lines that if somebody don't groom themselves in this marriage, I think I'll be leaving on a midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm going to place to find.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yeah.
In closing, I just want to sing from Pastor Peebo. Feel me. I want to feel the fire.
Thank you, guys.
Just say amen.
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 You can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.